Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A rogue federal judge just got obliterated by Trump's DOJ. You won't believe what this activist judge did that finally got him in serious trouble. And it's about time. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. And we are witnessing justice being served in the most satisfying way possible. Judge James Boasberg, the same swamp creature who's been desperately doing everything he possibly can to thwart the MAGA agenda that we all voted for, he just got hit with a formal misconduct complaint that could end his career once and for all. But here's what makes this story absolutely incredible. This wasn't just some behind-the-scenes political game here. This judge was so unhinged, he was so completely consumed by his TDS, by his Trump derangement syndrome, that he couldn't even keep his mouth shut during an official judicial conference with Chief Justice John Roberts in the room. Now, picture this. It's March 2025, and there's a closed-door session of the Judicial Conference of the United States. This is supposed to be a boring, administrative, routine meeting about logistics, funding, facilities. But this Judge Boasberg, this absolute left-wing lunatic, decided to turn it into his personal anti-Trump rally. According to the DOJ complaint, Boasberg stood up in front of Chief Justice Roberts in a room full of federal judges and started ranting about how the Trump administration would ignore federal court rulings and trigger a constitutional crisis. I mean, can you believe the utter audacity of this man use an official judicial meeting to spread his unhinged, deranged conspiracy theories about President Trump? But here's where it gets beautiful. Attorney General Pam Bondi wasn't having any of this nonsense. She confirmed that the DOJ has filed a formal misconduct complaint against Judge Boasberg for making, quote, inappropriate and biased comments about President Trump. According to the complaint, Boasberg's comments have severely undermined the integrity and the impartiality of the federal judiciary, and the Justice Department will not stand for it. But it gets even better. The DOJ complaint revealed that Boasberg's outburst wasn't based on facts. It wasn't based on anything even remotely within the realm of reality. It was based on personal bias and animus against President Trump, which is this nice way of calling him out for what he basically is, which is a left-wing lunatic, a partisan hack in a black robe. Now, if you don't know, Judge Boasberg has been a thorn in Trump's side for years. He presided over the FISA court, right? You remember the very same corrupt system that was used to spy on President Trump's, then candidate Trump's campaign. He was part of that. And then most recently, when Trump tried to deport violent Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador, to Nayib Bukele's mega prison, his super prison, Boasberg actively tried to block those deportation efforts. Do you remember that? This is the guy who ordered the planes with the illegal alien criminal gang members to turn around mid-flight and bring them back to the United States. And the Trump administration told them to shove it. Or probably more literally, they basically said, what? We can't hear you. The plane engines are too loud. Oh, here they go. Bye. Bye. Sorry, what did you say? They blatantly told this judge to stick his orders where the sun didn't shine. And so he was so humiliated by that, that he turned around and threatened to hold Trump officials in contempt of court. That's how contemptible this activist freak is. Not only was he literally trying to protect criminal gang members and terrorists on U.S. soil from being deported, but then he wanted to punish the ones deporting them. That's the inverted moral logic of your modern Democrat Party. The Supreme Court actually had to step in and vacate his ridiculous ruling. But did Boasberg learn his lesson? No, of course not. No, he did what every left-wing Democrat does. He doubled down by attacking DOJ lawyers and Trump officials. Again, this guy is nothing more than a left-wing activist disguised as a judge. I don't know if you remember, but Laura Loomer did some investigative sleuthing back in the day, just a couple months back when he was ordering that the planes be turned around. And she found out that Boasberg actually has a daughter, a far leftist daughter, whose NGO provides legal services to illegals, including Tren de Aragua and MS-13 gang members.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And it was funded, at least indirectly, by USAID, the now defunct USAID. So once again, we're seeing yet another activist judge with family members deeply immersed in left-wing Democrat causes and politics, just like Judge Mershon in the sham Manhattan case against Trump. So Attorney General Pam Bondi is indeed investigating this rogue judge. The DOJ's letter stated that Judge Boasberg's words and deeds violate the canons of judicial conduct. They erode public confidence in the courts, and they warrant a formal investigation, which they have just launched. But that they didn't stop there. This thing just keeps getting better and better. The DOJ wants Boasberg removed from any and all deportation cases immediately and referred now to a special investigative committee. So they're going for the jugular, and it's about time. And here's the kicker. This is the second time under Bondi that the DOJ has filed misconduct complaints against activist federal judges. In other words, the Trump DOJ just within 6 months is going after these guys. They can issue their ridiculous rulings, which the Supreme Court is routinely overturning. But then on top of that, the DOJ is actively investigating these judges for judicial misconduct by weaponizing their judiciaries to enforce their radical left-wing lunacy. So Bondi looks like she's ready to clean house. Again, it's only been 6 months and this is the second judge she's going after. Now, obviously, this isn't just about one corrupt judge. Judge Boasberg represents everything that's wrong with the D.C. swamp judiciary. For years, Trump's critics on the bench have weaponized their robes to block lawful executive actions. They've turned our courts into their personal political playgrounds, thinking they could get away with it forever. Well, guess what? Those days are over. What we're witnessing here is part of a much larger pattern. Remember, 93% of all these nationwide injunctions against Trump have been issued by judges appointed by Democrat presidents. More than 70% of all these injunctions have been issued from just four federal court jurisdictions. Four. These aren't isolated random incidents. This is a coordinated resistance campaign from the bench. Judge Boasberg is just the tip of the iceberg in all of this. He's a symbol of the D.C. swamp judiciary, and now that symbol is crumbling under the weight of accountability. The beautiful irony here is that Trump's administration has frankly complied with every lawful court order, while judges like Boasberg have been making up the rules as they're going along. They accuse Trump of being lawless while they're the ones breaking judicial ethics. Now these activist judges are finding out what happens when you mess with President Trump. He doesn't just get mad, he gets even. And he does it through the proper legal channels. So what comes next? Well, this misconduct complaint could be the beginning of the end for Judge Boasberg's career if the investigation finds that he did indeed violate judicial conduct rules, which to me seems pretty obvious that he did at this point. He could face very, very serious consequences. More importantly, this sends a message to every other activist judge out there: your days of playing politics on the bench are numbered. Attorney General Bondi is watching, and she's not afraid to hold you accountable. So there you have it. The judge who made Trump's life a hell is finally getting the payback he deserves. After years of biased rulings and political grandstanding, Judge Boasberg is facing real consequences for his actions. It's time to put that era of abuse to an end. And watching these swamp creatures get their comeuppance is absolutely beautiful. Justice is finally being served, and it tastes absolutely sweet.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.